Hello friends, greetings of the day. So in today's chapter we are going to consider insurance and basically administration of insurance. Now let's look at it, what it entails. Basically we have seen in earlier chapter in employee health and safety that there was certain risk and there was a way by which the insurance the risk could get transferred. Now another method of risk transfer apart from outsourcing is insurance. Okay, so the basically the calculation of the insurance lies in the financial security of an individual. So how do we calculate that? What are the different ways of doing it is what we are going to exactly look into this chapter. So a firm, any organization can ensure the premises, assets, employees for a particular amount in return for a known premium. The insurance agency will come and evaluate the premises, office or employees and give the organization a quote of exactly how much will it cost. Let me give you a simple example is that when we go to an agency to do a life insurance, they basically ensure that how much you earn, what should be the cover in case of any fatalities or injuries, what should be the amount. So basically that amount which has to be insured plus the risk you are associated with is all based on coordination and interaction with the insurance company as well as yourself, and then reaching to a number. Similar method is followed when we do insurance in an organization. Okay, so insurance basically offers compensation against economic losses. Okay, so what we are trying to say is that if an incident occurs, definitely you insure for a monetary value, right? To put it very bluntly or candidly is that you cover your risk if there is any damages claimed. So suppose you are manufacturing something and there is a spillage or there is an accident due to which the fatalities are not only in your organization but also the neighboring organization. So that is what the insurance covered. As you do car insurance, like car insurance not only covers for accident to your vehicle, if you take the comprehensive one, it also considers damages to the vehicle whom you meet with an accident, life insurance for yourself, life insurance for third party. So there are a lot of ways of looking at it. And basically a lot of companies, okay, enter into a arrangement with an insurer to insure various risks that are associated for doing business with that organization. Right. Insurance is not something which you can just take off the shelf. There has to be a lot of study and data collation which goes into it. Suppose if you are covering insurance for an equipment, so what is the type of equipment? What will it cost to get it repaired? What will it cost to get it replaced? While it is doing so, what will be the loss of business? And definitely there are many things to it. Also, if that while that equipment is running, if it causes any damage to any individual or environment, so you get insured against that too. As we progress through the chapter, you will come to know various types of insurance and various type of mitigation strategies for that risk which you get covered by insurance. So this is the basic objective of any corporate for insurance. It is basically protection of company's assets and earnings against loss, including protections against legal liabilities, all at minimum cost, commensurate with satisfactory insurance cover. Definitely, if tomorrow somebody claims, suppose you buy a TV, right? And if there is any manufacturing defect, so definitely, and if there is any damage, so definitely that manufacturer will get it covered not only for manufacturing defect but also the damages which its faulty equipment will cause to the end consumer. So that is basically the corporate policy. As I mentioned earlier, insurance is only to cover monetary protection. Any insurance program, okay, has to be continuously monitored. Okay, to say that is that if there is any revision, right, in the way you do business or in the way you do process, or if you have a new machine or if you have done something new, then definitely that has to get covered by the insurance, because if it is not, then the insurance company will reject your claim saying that these conditions were not satisfied. Let me cite you an example. When you do a motor insurance, there are certain criteria which you have to satisfy, that the car will not be used for racing purposes. Okay, it should be fairly maintained, right? If suppose tomorrow you are driving a car without the headlight and in the night you meet with an accident, so basically you have met with that accident because of negligence. Hence, that claim will get rejected. So these are the things which you have to identify. If you have done certain modifications in the car, most of the companies, manufacturers nowadays say that if you add some equipment which is not manufactured by them, then the warranty will become void, right? Similarly, all those changes and everything have to get captured. Other part of insurance is definitely there will be liability which has to be get covered by the law. In Factories Act, there is something called as Workers' Compensation Act. So typically it covers certain aspects which are mandated by law, which every organization needs to have. As mentioned earlier, we were talking about various insurance policies by which we cover the risk. Now the first one on top of it is fire insurance policy. So basically what it covers is everything that is apart from land or movable or immovable properties, right? So your fit outs, your assets, your equipments, everything gets covered, right? Excluding definitely the cost of land. Now these fire policies can be designed, modified as per your requirement, right? So there are some policies which you know, every time when you make a list of assets that need to be covered, okay, they take a declaration, they don't audit it, okay. Then they consider if there is an inflation in the cost of that equipment, they consider it automatically by taking the RBI inflex index for India. So there are various ways of looking at it. But the very systematic way of doing it is that you take the list of equipments, you take the cost of acquisition of those equipment, you consider the time taken for you to either repair or replace that equipment. Because of that equipment, is there going to be any kind of business loss? Everything and everything that will happen if that equipment is not there due to any issues, it could be fire or whatever it is, and come to a number. That number is what you have to get covered in your policy. So we looked at policy which was for a limited period of time. Now let's look at long-term policies. Okay, these policies are very generic, okay, and they can be extended to a particular time frame of 5 years or something like that, and the policy will internally calculate. Suppose you've bought an equipment of 100 rupees, right? So either the price would go up or price might go down. It will take into consideration the inflation, everything, and will at the point of claim calculate how much amount is that you can claim or which can be approved, right? Now let's talk about the process. If at any point in time there is a fire, there is some incident due to which there is damage, then the first and foremost what you have to do is you should immediately appoint a surveyor. Normally what happens is that when you call up the insurance agency, they appoint a surveyor. A surveyor will come and identify the cause of that accident, will prepare his report, right, and will independently submit it to the insurance agency so that there is transparency. You can also appoint a surveyor. They are basically registered insurance surveyor, which are recognized by all insurance agencies. You can contact any one of them, and based on the incident, the level of damage, they will give you an estimate for their survey. After what they make in their report is that they will completely make a project report which will capture out of 10, suppose 8 equipments were damaged, are they repairable, are they salvageable, or you have to replace them. Everything and everything will take into account. They will correlate all these values where with the information submitting at the time of taking insurance. Suppose tomorrow you are taking an insurance, so you have to declare some value for those assets. So they will definitely compare that with what you are claiming. Okay. If you want your claim to be processed faster, please have all the information handy. Be very cooperative with the surveyors. As and when required, provide them time as well as manpower and resources to make their report and submit their report. And if there are any queries, please ensure that you satisfy their queries from time to time. Now, at the start of this chapter, I had mentioned for you to correlate it with motor insurance policy, because it is very easy to correlate. All these other commercial insurance policies are very technical, right? And they are very unique. They are customized. Auto insurance, motor insurance is very simple and becomes very easy to understand. As we see from this slide, is what it actually covers, right? It not only covers the loss or damage to your vehicle, but also to the other vehicle or also to individual. Alright. And the claim can be either for failure or for an accident, typically. Now, if ever, God forbid, doesn't happen to you, if ever your vehicle meets with an accident, then this is the typical process which you must have done. As soon as there is an accident, if it's a minor, then typically there is no panchnama required, a police case required. If there is someone else who's going to claim damages from your insurance policies, then definitely you have to get a FIR filed, right? And you have to also inform the policy owner, whichever agency you take it from, and they will tell you, they will give you the accident claim form, they will give you the process which they follow. But there are very general documents which are required during claim of any damage. Let's look at what they are. One, first and foremost, is the claim duty form, which has to be filled along with the registration certificate. Along, if there is an accident which has happened, then the driving license of the driver who was driving the vehicle at that point in time. Okay. Then also what you need to fill in, which definitely the service center will put in, is also the estimate of repair, right? So as in commercial, also in vehicle insurance, a surveyor is appointed. He will come, he will take a note of all the damage that has occurred. On the top of it, it might look a simple damage, but there might be something else also damaged inside. So he will take a look of all that. If there is a major accident where multiple vehicles have been involved, or there is loss of life, then the inspection is done on site. Police is also called and they make a proper accident report. All these reports are attached. The estimates from the service center is attached. It goes to the insurance company. Whatever there is a standard detectable or claim that cannot be passed by the insurance agency, that amount you have to pay. There are many other policies as I mentioned earlier. One is the burglary insurance, basically protection from theft. Then there is workman compensation policy, which is as per the Factories Act. There is commercial insurance policies, which are many. It could be damage to the goods while transport. It could be defects from raw materials which you have imported. As mentioned earlier, during fire or during any such accident, there is machinery breakdown. So definitely there is loss of production. So there is loss of business. So that is there. Electronics equipment. It is not limited to your computers, but there are a lot of things. Then there is something called as consequential loss policy. So consequential loss policy is typically what you say, loss of business. Okay, it cannot be quantified, but there is a methodology by which you can do it. It is a very complicated methodology, but typically it says that this is the business you would have done, or these are the orders which you would have fulfilled, this would have been the revenue, this would have been the deduction, hence this is the loss. As far as possible, we must ensure that first and foremost we are risk free, there is no hazard, right? And we follow a standard process of operation, right? What we can do is either you do policies from different organizations for different incidents, or you club all together and get a bulk policy from one service provider and get some benefits out of it. Insurance policies are very critical, so it is necessary that you set some single date for renewal of these policies. It should not be that one policy expires in April, second one is in August, third one is in May. So if you put all policies at one day, and if it is one agency, then it is much easier and much better to take care of it. What we would suggest is that try to cover maximum part of it. Don't underestimate, right? Because if you place a claim of say 100 rupees, there would be some standard deductible which depends from the risk and probability. Insurance agencies also do that. Those deductibles can range from 5% to as high as 20%. And the number of incidents that has occurred, all that thing. Hence, you should be sufficiently covered. Reducing the number of declarations to minimum. Keep one single declaration. It can't be that you have one declaration from fixed assets, one declaration for movable assets, one for operational, one for everything. Make one single consolidated damage. We should weigh the advantages of centralization of insurance administration. So, if you have got 10 offices, if you can get one single relationship manager from one of the insurance service provider, then there will be ease of administration. You will also get better discounts when you go for renewal. The most important part of admin department in this is basically ensuring that all policies are renewed in time, provide all the necessary help assistance required to fill the claim form, and provide information within their domain as and when required. So with this we end with the chapter on insurance, which covers the most important aspects of the risk which was highlighted in the earlier chapter, right? So hope you find this information very useful, and best of luck. Thank you.